Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight. Enjoy the excitement and play today at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
This story on Friday, and I thought, at first I thought, oh, this is idiotic. But then I thought, I wonder if there's something to this. And I'm not sure we're going to get any calls from anybody that has actually gone down this route before, but I wonder if this is such a bad idea. So we've been talking about Jesse James and Sandra Bullock now for weeks and weeks and weeks. And for those of you that have been under a rock, you've been overseas, you have no idea.
He was busted with having affairs with, what, five different women?
Five different women.
One of which we know had a tattoo on her face.
Who can keep track these days?
Right. And he was married to, and is, at least today, married to Sandra Bullock. So he's having all these affairs. Mm-hmm. She finds out about it, right? Well, the first one that he had the affair with, Michelle Bombshell McGee.
She is a fetish model.
Fetish model. She's got tattoos all over the face. Inconsequential. She was the first one that he had the affair with. So she comes out on Friday, and this is probably more for shock value and to keep her name in the press more than anything else, but this was her idea. She said, you know, if Sandra Bullock needs closure on this whole thing, I'll tell you what I'm willing to do, me as Bombshell McGee. I want to sit down with Sandra, and I want to give her absolute full disclosure.
Oh, she's so kind.
On everything that has happened in this relationship, so she can get past it. This
That's
is what she said.
That's one thing about people with tattoos on their face. They're givers.
Well, let's take that situation out of it, just the theory that if you get cheated on, is there anybody listening right now that sat down the mistress or the dude and said, I want to know every detail? And that's the only way that you could get any kind of closure on the whole thing. Like she obviously, Sandra Bullock, can't get any honesty out of Jesse James. So in order for her to emotionally move on, she needs all the details. And here, Bombshell is willing to give her everything if she wants to hear it.
What a martyr.
I know, right? Now, I've seen this on a TV show before, 404-741-Q100. It was on October Road when that was a TV show, and I think it was actually filmed here in Atlanta. One guy in the show gets cheated on with one of his buddies, like wives or something like that. And in order for him to get past this whole thing, the husband that got cheated on sits his either wife or buddy down that did the cheating and said, come over to my house because I know you had sex in my house. I want you to show me everything. I want you to show me where you kissed my wife for the first time. I want you to show me which robe she used. I want you to everything.
Why?
And it's the only way that I think that I can move on in this relationship.
It's like cleaning out a cut.
There's a part of me that would want to know.
Every little detail.
Well, because then once you know, you can honestly see how icky it is, and then you can remove yourself from that person by every detail. Like they kissed here, you're like, oh, this is what we've done here. Oh, this is what we've done there. But then
you're not removing it. He's trying to make it better.
But
I'm
the
not
theory,
trying to make it better. I'm trying to make it worse so I can leave the person and not have any other feelings and just attach completely.
See, I sort of see where you're going, but I think the what's played out in your mind of what happened has got to be worse than what really happened. So maybe in some way, if she comes into the room or he comes into the room and says, look, I'll tell you what, I got this over here. It went all that great. We kissed over here. It's not nearly as good as you think it was.
I would end up in with a manslaughter charge. I mean, I don't, it would not.
How far into it?
I don't know. The first detail. Like, I just couldn't know.
Even though you agreed to it. So you'd say, okay, come and show me the
whole thing. I wouldn't agree to it, but I'm just saying, I think that if I thought I could, I'd start hearing the details and then there would be violence. Violence would ensue.
Sue was on the voice disguiser, but her phone must have gone out because she said she had to know. Most women want to know, so I think she did that. Lauren, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I just wanted to call in because I've been in the same situation before where I found out that my boyfriend of 5 years was cheating on me, and actually a girl herself called to tell me, and I told her to meet me somewhere, and she did that night. She met me at a mutual place and sat down and told me exactly everything that had happened and went on, and it didn't really give me closure. It made it worse. So I don't recommend it.
So now, like, I mean, how graphic did she get with you?
Oh, literally, like, laying in the bed with him. Oh. Who touched who, when they touched who.
Oh.
Yeah.
And why did you agree to that?
I don't really know. I think at the time I was so upset and so shocked and could not believe that it actually went on that I just wasn't making logical decisions anyway.
Mm.
But yes, definitely don't recommend it.
So you don't
imagine
recommend that?
Larry King having to do that?
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
With a Hector guy all over his bedroom.
Well,
oh,
Larry King, though. Know. Yeah, he doesn't. He'd lose. He'd be out of touch.
I would have detached.
I understand the theory behind it, though. Like, it would, for me, it would be such a torrid, like, crazy sexual experience that my hope would be if I sat down with the person, they'd say, look, this is where it all happened, but it wasn't nearly as nutty as you
thought. But they still had sex with each other.
I know.
Whether it's torrid or whether it's boring, they still did it.
But what if it was worse than what you imagined? Like, you're like, oh, man, I bet they did all sorts of crazy things. And then not only did they do everything that you imagined, but then there was stuff that was like, whoa, wait. So wait, you were hanging off of the what?
Yeah, just, I mean, the only way I would agree to anything is if both of them were in the room and I was doing it simply to make them uncomfortable.
Oh,
wow. You know what I mean?
Dude, but there's an evil in you I didn't know existed.
They're the ones that did it. Yeah, hell yeah. I would have them sit down in front of me and just talk to me. But to do it one-on-one with the mistress? No.
Mm-mm. Here is Tammy. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi. I just wanted to say I've actually been the mistress on the other side, and I've had it was a weird situation, and I did sit down with the the wife, and she appreciated the conversation, but it went absolutely nowhere. It didn't do much for her. You know, it didn't do much for myself. She actually begged me to tell her everything. And when it was all said and done, it went nowhere for anybody. It didn't help me. It didn't help her. But you know, she said she had to know. She wanted to sit down and she wanted to have all of that information. And
were you still in a relationship with her husband? Because I also wonder if the affair has to be over for the wife to be comfortable with it.
She was. I was not. No, it was over between us. It was
so you
over.
Were done with her husband.
Yes.
So I think that's another reason she
I
could sit down with
him. I didn't know about him. I didn't know about her, rather.
Okay.
It wasn't to where I was. It was something I was doing that I knew about myself.
And did this again, like, did it get graphic to where they were telling you what they were doing at what point? Or was it just simply
She's
saying that,
mistress.
Yes, we had the affair, or that that you guys had the affair?
You know, she started out with the feelings. As a woman, I think there was more of her wanting to know the emotional attachment. You know, did he take you here? Did he go there? You know, and then towards the end of the conversation, she wanted to get a little more graphic about the sexual part. But I told her, you know, I backed off of that. I wouldn't want to share those things with her.
So it sounds like what we're hearing is we understand the theory, but if you execute it, you're not going to get what you want out of the whole thing.
And I think it's different if the mistress is no longer involved, because I think in that case she could sit down with her because it was over. So she wanted kind of a summary of everything. Right. I think that if you get together with a mistress that's still doing it with your husband, you're not going to get the truth. What you're going to get is manipulation, because the mistress still wants
the
husband.
She's going to be moving things in a direction that benefits her.
Uh-huh. But how could they still talk if it wasn't over? Like, that's when the wife and the mistress would sit down and have that talk, is when it was, like, found out about and over.
I was going to take one more call from Jane. Jane?
Hi.
Same type deal? You ended up marrying the guy?
Yes. Love the show.
Thank you.
But my now husband, but when he was my fiancé, I was a woman who said that she had some information that she needed to tell me about my then fiancé, and I really should hear it. I kind of knew probably what it was because it came out the blue and she was gorgeous. And when we sat down at school, I was at school, and she told me everything. It had been going on for a month, and I was starting to probe to try to find out when it was happening, where it was happening. Every incident, it was because I wasn't around. Like, oh, you went out with your girlfriends that weekend. Oh, you were at the school function this weekend. And I noticed I was not paying attention to my fiancé. Like, I probably should have. And so the only reason why she came off with her to say that he you know, felt really, really bad.
Now, hold on a second. So you ended up marrying this guy after all this?
Yeah, because it was my fault. I wasn't being attentive to his needs.
Whoa, now
no,
why is this,
no, no.
Why is this your fault? If you're not around all the time, then that gives him license to go and hook up with another woman?
It was just so many. All the time she was saying that, I started to realize, geez, maybe I am out 4 or 5 days a week with my girlfriends and not paying attention to him. So when I confronted him about it, never around. He needed somebody. It started out to somebody to talk to. Then it went to something more serious, but.
That's what he told her. That's what he told her.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they ended up getting married. They better work together, carpool together, get into some club together. I'd be nervous all the time.
Wow.
All the time.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Jake from The Bachelor and now Dancing with the Stars. On the wings of love. Oh, yeah.
Love this song.
Sing it, Jake. Come on,
that's
man.
That's great. That's wonderful.
A song if you've never heard.
Stuck in my head since early October.
I was going to say, if you never heard this song again in your life, you'd probably be so happy.
That and Roses. I never thought I'd get sick of Roses.
When they came to you and they said that they were going to use that song over and over and over on your show, are you like, come on, guys. Come on.
Well, you know, they were kind of looking for a little bit of an edge. You know, they're like, what can we do with Jake? I was like, hey, the pilot thing. And so they, you know, we milked it.
Yes, they did. Jake, my first question, because I was a huge fan of your season of the show, is what you thought of the skank who was hooking up with the camera guy behind the scenes. What was up with that?
Oh, Rosalind, was, I tell you what, just, you know, to give you a real, real honest answer, that took everybody by surprise. I'm putting myself back there that night. You know, I was actually sitting under one of the awnings with Christina, you know, the restaurant manager. She's doll, you know, and Chris Harrison came and interrupted our conversation. And it's always kind of scary when he walks in the room. And so, you know, the hair on my neck started to stand up thinking, oh, great, something's happening. And it's funny, he apologized. He said, look, man, as your friend, I am really sorry about what I'm getting ready to have to tell you. He said, I wish I could make this one go away. And when he said that, I thought maybe a relative of mine had died or something. I had no idea. But that put the entire Bachelor franchise really in a tough spot legally. And, you know, when you have an employee that crosses the line like that, it just sucks.
Well, she was pretty hot. I can understand why the cameraman wanted that. But then when she was confronted about the whole thing, she was like, that's my personal life, and you're not allowed to ask about that. Everybody's like,
you're going to read the contract. That's kind of what reality TV is. Isn't it?
Exactly. Exactly. There's no such thing as privacy in reality TV, right?
Nope. But, you know, I think Rosalind's doing well now. You know, there's no ill will, though. I mean, it made the show really interesting, kind of at her expense, but... Mm-hmm.
There was some controversy there for a while, like tabloid controversy that I don't know anybody got any closure on, and I want to address it with you because maybe now is the time that you say, okay, let me just tell you what was all going on. We have some friends in radio down in Panama City, and while the whole show was going on, they had this girl call up one day. Her name is Tanya Douglas, and she was claiming that she was in a relationship with you while you were on the show dating the other people. And I just want to play like a 30-second clip of what she claims is her truth, okay?
All right.
We dated from May until October of 2009. We met on an airplane in July of 2008. And then he says, Tanya, I just want to let you know that ever since I first saw you get on the plane in Asheville, I've never loved anyone more. While we're texting back and forth, he's
pleading with me, please tell them no comment. Please don't comment at all. The media is vicious. They will make this terribly ugly. And I thought, for someone who has nothing to hide, what is this that the media is making ugly?
All right, that was on our friend Kramer's show down in Panama City. Is there any grain of truth in that at all?
That I had a relationship while I was on the show? Absolutely none. That is fabricated.
Did you have a relationship, and what was it like being in a relationship with someone with such an annoying voice?
You know, all of the women that I have ever dated, you know, have been super high caliber, and it just... You know, I tell you what's really surprising, and it's happened, you know, as I've gone through this journey on The Bachelor, now Dancing with the Stars, is you really find out a lot about people. You know, some people that I was really, really close with, you know, are now no longer friends. And some acquaintances mm-hmm. that I really didn't know, never thought that they would be great friends, have stepped up and were now best friends. And so you really find out a lot about people.
What happened?
The one thing that's really nasty about all of this mm-hmm. is I found that the tabloids not only pay for pictures, but they'll pay for editorial. And when you wave a quarter in somebody's face, it's amazing what they'll say about you, or what they'll make up about you.
Is that when you talk about close people, do they take advantage of your stardom to try to, you know, kind of propel themselves?
Not only in that case, but several others. So it's you know, fame is not what it's cracked up to be. You know, so you know, all those, you know, probably all the kids listening this morning, I'd love to be famous and be on TV mm-hmm. and everything. The TV part, you know, that's fun, but the fame part, it's not real.
But that said, you still signed up for Dancing with the Stars, which isn't the same kind of reality TV show, but it certainly keeps you, you know, in the spotlight.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It does. I did it because I wanted to learn to dance. You know, when you're 10 years old, it's not really that cool to be able to, you know, dance. But, you know, when you're 32, be able to turn a girl on a dance, shoot, it's like being on a date and playing the piano for the girl.
And you're
just in.
Yeah. And you're newly engaged to Vienna. And you're engaged to Vienna right now. Are you teaching any of her your dance moves?
You know what? A lot of people ask me that question. The dance moves, you know, are somewhat complex. What she does is she stands there with me, and I'll frame up, and I'll practice some of my steps just with, you know, just having somebody to kind of counterbalance me. But I haven't taught her the routines yet. I think Chelsea's going to choreograph the, once we set a wedding date, choreograph the wedding dance, though.
Now, Jake, do you think if Allie had left the show, you would still be engaged to be Vienna?
Yes. I nothing would have changed. Allie, you know, wanted to come back onto the show, and I just knew in my heart that, you know, there was somebody else out there for Allie, and, you know, she's doing her own season now, and I have every faith in the world that she's going to wind up happy, you know, at the end of her season.
I'm excited to see it. Are you going to be watching it?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Vienna and I both are Allie fans. Heck yeah.
Cool. Oh, good. Cool.
That's cool.
Awesome.
All right, Jake, we know you got to run. You got a million of these to do, but I'll tell people to watch Dancing with the Stars, even
Definitely,
though the whole country
yeah.
is already.
All about votes. They can vote 7 times this Monday. It's what is it? You vote during the show and up to 30 minutes after it's over, and votes are that is where it is. That's how you keep people on there. And I just wanted to tell everybody, thank you so much for voting. I used to live in Vinings, actually.
Oh, really?
Oh, cool. Okay.
I don't think I knew that.
I consider Atlanta a second home. I fly for a giant airline out of Atlanta.
Oh, is that right? I don't think I knew that. Well, cool. Well, the next time you're in Atlanta, stop on by here, man.
Yes, please do.
Yeah, man, I'll definitely do it. I appreciate you having me on this morning.
All right, Jake. Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Wendy, I'll dance with you.
I know. I'll show him my dance moves.
You got some moves for Jake.
So what was he saying about that clip that pretty much none of it's true and she was just doing it for a buck?
Yeah.
He never denied knowing that woman.
Nope.
But he was saying that while he was on the show, he never had a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
She's a little bitter.
You know what she is?
What?
She's on the wings, but you know what, Bert? She can't get into the cockpit.
The Marconi is won. It's over.
The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
I hate flying, and it's not anything that's new, and so I have prescription Xanax to help me through the flights because that's the only way I can fly. Katie will not get on a plane. Like, she will not get on a plane
it's
unless
like
she
a cat
has
in a
to.
Sink.
Yes. we get into the plane, and she's got both hands and both feet up on the door, and I'm pushing her in. But her fear is far worse than mine. So I said, "You're going to be all right, honey, because I got the pills. I got the happy pill," because she has either resorted to having a cocktail before the plane or doing it sober. And I'm like, if you have a fear of flying, there's no reason in this age of prescription medication that if you take it, you know, as you should.
Responsibly.
There is no reason why you need to fly on a plane, scared, sober. No reason. So anyway, so I said, you're going to be fine. So we had a wedding in Fort Myers to go to, and it's one of Katie's good friends. So we went down there, and so she's like, okay, I'll go to this wedding. It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing for this woman, so I've got to do this. She's been afraid of, all week. She was scared to fly, and I usually don't get nervous until I get to the airport.
She
know?
Checks like the Weather Channel like days before to make sure that the whole route down there is okay.
Yes. So we actually lucked out with weather because Friday was a beautiful day to fly. Saturday, of course, here in Atlanta was crappy, and then Sunday was a beautiful day. So we flew down to, I gave her pills, and we headed down to Fort Myers, and the flight was fine. The takeoff, made her a little nervous, but everything was fine. And I kept telling her, "You did fine. Did you notice you didn't white knuckle it? Did you notice that you didn't freak out?" And I was explaining to her, because when you're on any kind of a medication like Xanax, it doesn't make you feel stoned. It's just at the moment you think, I should be freaking out now, but I'm not freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
You
know, just kind of relax. Okay,
it's
with
just
everything.
Relaxed. Yeah. So it's not something like it's not like a cocktail. It's something that you don't think is working until you look back and think and realize it did work. So anyway, so the beach wedding is beautiful wedding, beautiful weekend. And so yesterday we were flying back to Atlanta and we checked the weather. And of course, the storms have moved out, because we're a little nervous about that and everything's going to be fine. Because it's a heights thing. It's also a turbulence thing. It just makes me uncomfortable. Katie's is worried about crashing. I could care less. I don't worry about the safety of the plane. It's just I just don't want to be uncomfortable and I'm already freaked out. But for some reason yesterday I thought, you know what? Something instinctually told me to take a little more medicine. Because
really?
I thought, yes, because I thought, well, we had these storms and the weather looks fine. But for some reason, I told her at breakfast, I said, for some reason, I think I'm going to double it up today. She said, fine, I don't care, And she said, I think you're overreacting, but fine, I don't care. So we doubled up, get on the plane. Take
and
off
again,
was fine.
This is how long a flight is this?
About an hour and 20 minutes.
Okay.
And the takeoff was fine. And then the residual storms were still over Orlando. Now, the flight down from Atlanta to Fort Myers goes over the Gulf and into Fort Myers. The flight from Fort Myers back to Atlanta is a different route over Orlando and back into Atlanta. So the pilot comes on and says, just to let you know that there's some rough weather coming up. It's probably going to be a rough ride. It's only going to last about 20 minutes. We're going to be fine.
I'd rather hear them say that than not say anything at all. At
True.
Least it gives you time to brace
No, I
yourself.
Give him credit. But damn if that thing didn't last the rest of the flight.
It was awful,
mean,
huh?
It was turbulence for an hour on this flight.
Oh, boy.
To the point that I was almost about to lose it, but I'm cool. Katie's almost about to lose it, but she's cool because, again, God bless Xanax, I had doubled it up and we were fine.
And you took it early enough to where the effects had hit you before you got on the plane?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But the guy next to us who was scrambling for his puke bag.
Oh, no, no.
Oh,
he puke on you,
did
no.
Didn't get it in time.
Oh, no.
He puked on you?
Puked all over himself.
Oh! Might as well have puked on you. There's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide.
Everybody was scrambling to get him. Sky Mall pages ripped up, ripped out.
Oh, no.
Newspapers, people were reading newspapers. They were handing it to him. Everybody around him was scrambling to get him something to throw up in. And then we were approaching Atlanta, thank God. And then we were still, it was so turbulent the whole time.
No.
And then somebody behind us started puking.
No! I didn't really think that happened.
Two adults puked on our flight around us.
Damn.
And so I started
sitting in that smell.
I was breathing out my nose. Out my mouth.
Yes.
I did not allow anything. Because if we had been on that plane 20 more minutes, I would have had to grab my bag. And so that poor guy, when we got down, he got up immediately as soon as we touched down and went to the bathroom with his wad of Sky Mall pages and newspaper and bag and odor.
I feel
and
bad
the flight
for
attendants
all y'all.
Couldn't help him?
It was so rough, the flight attendants weren't allowed out of their seats.
So he had to sit there in his own misery for all that time. And you had to sit there next to him.
Yes.
And, oh, Melissa.
Poor guy.
And
that's
the
worst, dude.
And he went back to the bathroom. Bless his heart. I felt so bad for this guy. And so he was in the bathroom, and then we walked out. And the pilot did not. You know how the pilot usually comes out and greets everybody? The pilot didn't come out.
The door's still closed.
The door's still closed. Flight attendants were not. They were just kind of looking down, knowing they were about to get punched in the face. And then as we walked out, Katie said, clean up on aisle 39, and walked out. And I mean, she was so... I had to tell her to be quiet because she started becoming vocal. Might as well fly ourselves. I mean, what the hell? What the hell? Yeah, I mean, like, she was getting so mad as soon as we landed. So.
Oh, yeah. She talks a big game when the plane's on the ground.
Right. The ground.
Up in
yes.
the air. She's, please, Mr. Pilot Man. Please, please, please make everything okay. I love you, Mr. Pilot Man.
So it's the worst because there's nothing you can do. But you are sitting there and you
absorb
somebody
else. I don't like to fly.
Yeah.
So we landed at Hartsfield and we went straight to the bar. I said, I don't give a crap about our bag. Let's go straight to the bar. Went to the bar, had a drink, and then I sent tweets saying, you know what, F you to anybody who makes fun of me flying again, F you. And so then we got our bag, and it was the only one. It was on the belt had already stopped, everybody had already gone, and there was my bag just sitting by itself by the time we left, because it took us that long just to keep from shaking.
You realize in the history of aviation, nobody has ever sat next to two pukers before.
No. I told Jeff, I said, I am bringing this upon myself. Like, I feel like I'm attracting this to me because, that's my flight yesterday. So, oh my God, it was horrible.
Poor thing.
Horrible.
I feel bad for that dude, too.
Horrible.
Man.
He had to be so embarrassed.
So much hate on that plane.
And he got, and when he got out,
plane
so,
of hate.
Not only did he have his wand, I mean, when he stood up, he had to wipe, he was taking a napkin and wiping his shirt, his pants.
That's
two
awful.
Grown people puked on the flight.
The Bird Show.
All right, celebrity incarceration draft. Jim, what is this?
Basically, this is where we try to predict which celebrity is going to get arrested next. So we each make our guesses every time a new celebrity is arrested, and we put $5 into the pot. And then whoever actually correctly predicts it will get that pot of money. We do about $5 every time, and we got a pretty good jackpot going right now, right?
Yeah, when we're done today, this will be our 9th round, so... That's almost $200 that people will win, right?
Sweet.
Yes. So we get very competitive about this.
Almost $250. Holy
and
crap.
Once we have that celebrity on our roster, they stay with us. And so if anybody that we've picked the entire round gets arrested, then we get the money.
Right. Okay, so this will be the order today.
And we have to do two, right?
Two. So we'll do it like the draft where we go, whoever gets the first pick gets the last pick in the second round. So Melissa, Wendy, Jen, Jeff, and then Bert.
Do we have the picks? That
and
we've
the reason
picked?
Uh-huh. The reason that we're doing two of them today, Randy Quaid and his wife were arrested yesterday after they turned themselves in Santa Barbara, California. Remember, because they ran out on that big old hotel bill. Mm-hmm. And then the second celebrity arrested was Tito Ortiz. He's a UFC fighter, and he was arrested for alleged assault against his girlfriend, former porn star Jenna Jameson.
All right, Melissa, you're up first. What were Melissa's former picks?
Melissa, you have picked in the past R. Kelly, Tim Robbins, Brittany Murphy's mama, Sammy Sweetheart from Jersey Shore, Jeff Bridges, Charlie Sheen, Tommy Lee, and you're up.
Solid roster.
Yeah, I was trying to do a lot of political ones. All right, well.
Just one in the first round.
And then, just one. Okay. Jeff, when you're looking over the list, has Kiefer Sutherland been picked?
No.
Kiefer Sutherland.
That's a good one.
Is my guess.
Choice.
Wasn't he just caught like hammered in a fight a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yeah, so I'm assuming a DUI is close at hand.
He's teetering.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Wendy is up next.
Wendy, your picks are Gary Busey, Danny DeVito, Courtney Love, Snooki, Mel Gibson, John Gosselin, Misha Barton.
And we're going to add David Hasselhoff to that one because he is no longer a judge on that America's Got Talent show, and he's not doing anything. So.
The Hoff.
He's drinking.
The Hoff. Okay.
Hasselhoff. Got it. Jen Hobby.
Jen, your picks, Thusly Farley, Tila Tequila, Cat Williams. Damn it.
Every time that one comes up, it just feels like a winner.
Yes. Lindsay Lohan, Jay Wawawa. Michael Lowen, John Mayer, and Tara Reid.
I'm going to round out the Lohan family with Dina Lohan today.
Right head today, man.
Sorry.
Good choice.
I need mama, daddy, and the most messed up daughter.
My pick so far, Simon Monjak, who's Brittany Murphy's widow. Russell Brand, Eminem, The Situation, Spencer Pratt, Steven Seagal, Jamie Foxx, and I'm going to pick Brian Dunkelman.
Because he's just mad at Ryan.
Random.
Seacrest.
That would be one of those things that would come up, though. You'd be like, Uncle Ben got arrested.
Yep, he's going to get like a DUI in Boise. So who's left? Bert, your pick so far. Andy Dick, Jeremy Shockley, Steve-O, Pauly D, Chris Angel, Jesse James, John Daly, and that's it.
Blake Fielder, civil. Amy Winehouse's husband.
Blake Incarcerated.
Blake Incarcerated.
That one's a bloody good choice.
She's been in the news again. Like, she tripped over her boobs the other day and, like, busted one up.
She almost busted one.
Yeah, she busted one up. So, they claim they're not drinking or doing as many drugs anymore, which still means they're doing a lot of drinking and drugs.
What's his
just
name?
Not as many. Blake Fielder Civo.
You said it differently the first time.
Blake Fielder Civo.
Is it Fielder Civil or Civil Fielder?
Fielder Civo.
Blake Incarcerated. Jeff, you should be able to understand.
Oh, I can understand. I just...
I also spit all over the mic.
Okay, you,
okay, so who's your pick
The next
for...
pick is yours. Bert, you've already picked Blake Civil Fielder, John Daly. This one's for Randy Quaid getting arrested with his crazy smiling wife.
Okay, I know this one is a little random. I just feel like if Boosh City was like a kingdom, this guy would be the king. And I feel like any day he could get arrested. Mickey Rourke.
Mm. Oh,
I just feel like, you know,
one.
He's kind of like 60-something years old, but he's just a Boosh. And I think he's like, he goes out mostly with like 20-something-year-old women, and he's out on the circuit drinking. So, Mickey Rourke.
All right. Who's next, me or Wendy?
That would be Jeff.
Robert Downey Jr.?
He's been clean for so long. Leave the dude alone. Leave Iron Man alone, man.
Wendy?
I thought it was Jen.
It's Jen.
That's what I meant.
Oh, me? I am going to pick Amy Winehouse.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Touche. Blake Incarcerated.
I think Blake will get incarcerated first.
Hey, what if they get arrested together and you guys have to split the money?
Ooh.
Well, we'd have to see. We'll go right to the time. We'll have to go right to the papers to see who got arrested first.
To the time.
Because they could. Well, no.
Whoever got booked first.
No, they could be arrested at the same time.
You can't.
Sure. If they're both like stone, hanging out in a park, doing each other.
Then we'd have to come up with a competition because Bert and I don't tie.
No, this is America, man. There are no ties.
There are no ties.
This is not European soccer.
All right. Wendy?
I'm going with Jeremy Piven. Just
good
random.
One.
Good.
No particular reason.
It's and my old school electric typewriter.
I'm picking this guy because he is back out on the concert scene, believe it or not. Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown.
Because he's performing again. And his,
it's a good choice.
And his ex-wife's not doing too well. And so that's just a train wreck ready to happen.
Okay. There's more videos of her today.
Really? Poor thing.
She cannot get through I Will Always Love You.
The voice is gone now, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like gone. And I feel bad because we reported on it, last week? And then there's even more videos out today. I'm like...
Aww. And she can't not sing that song.
It's a punching bag now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's a punching bag.
Get it? The Bert Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
You're on The Bert Show.
So I'm fascinated by these things that I realize as a grown-up that make perfect sense. And they're like they're very logical. And like if you look at them on paper, it's like, oh, okay. But you never, because you go through your whole life and you never realize it, it's like a weird epiphany. And it makes you feel very, very smart for a brief moment.
Okay.
So I had one of these like a week or two ago. And it's directly related to being an only child. And a skill that an only child doesn't have that people with siblings, I think, do have.
Okay.
And it's talking openly about personal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that people with siblings are used to discussing personal things with someone and grow up discussing personal things with people. Whereas me, as an only child, and I think other only children... You keep things very close to the vest. Like, things are family, and it's your family, and stuff that happens in your family only your family knows about, and you just keep it in that compartment.
Depends on what it is. Why do you think it's siblings? Because I think if you're close to your siblings, that may be the case. But there's a lot of people that aren't close to their siblings at all.
I was an only child, and I guess you got to sort of take me out of the equation because it was so dysfunctional, and my mom ended up a therapist. But as an only child, I still have no problem sort of revealing the inside.
Well, with siblings, too, though, sometimes they will volunteer information that you don't want them to. Like, so sometimes you're forced to talk about.
But I
are you talking about in a serious stuff? Or are you talking about like you
serious
being...
anything that's considered private? Like, I've come to the realization that there are things that I consider private that other people don't necessarily consider private or like that private.
Right.
Or just like the being comfortable asking certain questions. Mm-hmm. This is an extreme case, and I think this probably doesn't totally apply, but be along the lines of somebody saying, like, if you bought a new car or any expensive purchase, a flat screen TV, like, I would never, like, ask someone how much did that cost type of thing, whereas other people would say, well, oh, was that really expensive? Or I looked at, you know, and would just throw out the numbers and talk about that.
Mm-hmm. What are the private areas? What goes under private for you?
Everything.
Everything.
Yes.
Your relationship with Jessica.
Private.
Any finances?
Private.
Relationship with a guy friend?
Private.
What do you talk about?
Private.
There?
Nothing.
God, like spirituality. God.
Private.
Yeah.
You're in the wrong business. It took us 9 years. You just signed a new contract, and I realized we hired the wrong guy.
It's it's just a.
So that's why you make a joke out of everything, because you're trying to mask anybody. Knowing anything private about
you? Well, obviously we talk about stuff on the show, and I think that it's almost a different, it's a different animal, like being the show, because that's what, you know, we talk about, you know, our personal stories and all that stuff. But I'm talking about just the questions that other people ask or the discussions that other people have with each other.
Mm-hmm.
To me, every now and again just sets me, like, makes me go, whoa.
What's the last thing that somebody asked somebody that you thought, oh, my God, that's so rude?
It was a financial question.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think financial questions are
those
rude.
Those are awful.
Yeah.
But it was kind of a generic financial one, like, well, do you have a 401k or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
You're so, like, why don't you mind your own business?
And it wasn't even to me. Uh-huh. This realization comes from hearing other people talk. And the realization I have is I think when you have siblings in the house, even if you don't get along with them, like, that is another witness to an argument that you had with your parents, you crying over a boyfriend or girlfriend.
That's why I say about the siblings will volunteer information that you don't necessarily want volunteered, because, any three of us could be in a situation together with somebody else outside the family. One of us is going to bring up a story that the other two probably would have never brought up, but we continue to talk about it because it's open discussion.
And I think just having the witness to it makes it easier to put it out there. I grew up without any witnesses to anything that was good or bad. Mm-hmm. So that, I think that makes me more guarded.
Well, do you think yours was different? Because you had like half brothers and sisters, right?
They weren't in the house real long. And then when I moved out to California, there was nobody at all. And that was 7 years old? And when my half brother was in the house, it was on and off. He was over at my aunt's house more than anything.
Being an only child.
Yeah. This is a part of my family that I've never even talked to you guys about. Basically, my blood brother was living at his aunt's house for most of the time that we were growing up, because my mom couldn't hang with two kids in the house.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. I'm an onion. I'm a dysfunctional onion. Hey, Laura, good morning. You're on Q100. Hey.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I have a little comment. I don't know if Jess... I mean, this is a good point you're bringing up. Sure, it makes sense in your head, but in my head, I think this is a male-female thing. And like a family culture thing. I don't think this is a sibling versus only child, because I'm an only child, and in my family, you always talked about your feelings. Nothing was private. You know, so I think it's, and I have a boyfriend, and he is very private about absolutely everything, and he has tons of siblings. So I'm not really being able to apply this to my life.
Well, I mean, I think it's as a general statement, you could say that women certainly share intimacy and private stuff, which is intimate to them, way more than dudes do.
But I don't think it's a male. It could be an upbringing thing, because I remember my family was very private, like to the point where, like, if we got a new TV, like, we wouldn't put the box out on the curb; we'd cut it up into pieces,
really,
and throw it out by little.
They'd be afraid of somebody stealing it.
No,
they didn't want to project the image.
Did not want the neighbors to know we got a new television.
Right.
Really?
That might be culture.
That's showy.
Wow, no, I never heard of that. Hey, George, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you taking my call. I love your show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd love to disagree with Jeff. I think he's one in a million.
Jeff is one in a million?
He certainly is. Yeah, but in what way are you talking about?
I have a single child, and the only part I would kind of agree is whereby making decisions, I don't have anybody to turn to. I make my own decisions, but everything else is an open book. My friends know me. I'm like the joke of the party. They would ask questions. I talk to them about money all the time. They talk to me. At times, I'm kind of like invasive, but then again, that's my nature, and I'm sure you guys would agree. A single child tends to entertain themselves.
Well, that's because you're Korean.
Oh, I work from home now. I work on the internet, but before that, I was working in a call center.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's not.
Oh, my God.
He's from the Philippines.
Okay. You know what? Okay. I love that response, though. Anybody who is from another country, if somebody says, oh, you're Korean, no, actually, I work from home. That's a brilliant response.
Random. That was weird.
Confuse the person that asked the question.
And you did. I wish I had somebody to talk to tell them how I'm confused right now. Baffled.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight. Enjoy the excitement and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.